Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Get Set Go. Get comprehensive car insurance today at getsetgo.ie.
Lots of messages still coming in on Nollaig na Mban and what they're going to be doing here and there and all over the country. Well, let's go down to Cork, because Brenda Donoghue, our reporter, is at one such celebration in Glenbower Woods. You know it from the song Killer. Good morning, Brenda. How's the form?
Good morning, Oliver. Hang on one second there till we hear the drums.
Oh, there's drums.
Yes, there are drums. Can you believe how surreal it is to be on the outskirts of Glenbower Woods? I'm in Killa, and I was just talking to some of the locals here, and they were telling me that over Christmas, people made an effort to come to Killa, and they drove through Killa with the song playing and their windows rolled down at full volume.
That's going to be a lovely thing up to a certain point.
But I have based myself in the woods, and I'm beside this extraordinary place. Were you ever travelling around Ireland and you come across somewhere and you go, my God, these incredible places exist?
Yeah.
And it is the Grey Woods Arts and Residential Centre. And we're here for a very special Nollaig na Mban celebration. It's called Gro na Dure, which translates to, what does it translate, everybody?
Loving nature.
And I am surrounded by a group of women from all over Cork, from Ladies Bridge, from Tower, from Mogheely, from Knockrahla, from where? We have gathered today, or they have gathered today, and they've let me hang out with them, just to connect with each other and to connect with nature and the land. And the drumming that you hear...
Yes, is that outreach to the Orange Order? Or what's going on?
No, it's not quite. That is the bridge between our world and the nature world.
I see. It
is the heartbeat. Are you with me?
I am.
Bringing us closer together. Thank you very much. And you can hear that lovely drumming in the background. And also behind me, and my eyes are getting watery. And what's remarkable is when we came on air, is that it stopped raining.
It actually stopped raining. It's the drumming.
It's cleared up. It's the drumming. There is a beautiful fire pit full of wet logs, and the smoke is, it's getting in my eyes, the song says.
And you don't usually wear smoke eye to work, Brenda, as we know.
Not like Miriam. But Helena Walsh is with me, one of the organisers of today. And Helena, wait for this for a title. She is a farmer and a guardian of nature. Put that on your gravestone and pipe it now, Helena. Say good morning to Oliver.
Good morning, Oliver. How's
good morning.
It going?
Very well.
Lovely morning here in East Cork. Delighted to be sharing a bit of our Nollaig na Mban celebration.
Did you always celebrate it growing up?
Yeah, it would have been very much. But I'm actually originally from West Limerick. So I would have been lucky enough to come from two different farming backgrounds, where I can really remember my grandmother's houses full of food on Nollaig na Mban.
Yes.
As they were like myself, they were women who worked the land. And especially on the day of the 6th of January, Little Women's Christmas was always about just the relaxation. And we're not trying to, it's about bridging the past to where we are today.
Honouring the kind of pagan traditions as well. That's what the fire is about,
exactly,
isn't it?
Exactly. That's what the fire is about. But also, January in Ireland is a time, if you work the land, it's a time to rest and a refreshing phase.
I work the land.
Like, I'm an organic vegetable grower, and I teach different classes and different work in different areas of nature. My whole thing in life is to try and connect people back to the land.
Beautiful.
In very natural, simple ways, yeah. And as someone who works the land on Nollaig na Mban, it feels especially meaningful to me, as January is a quiet time on the land. The soil is resting and we're gathering strength underneath the surface. And on this day, I think of the women who worked the land before me and the energy, and that what we do today, what they've done in the past, and our actions that we take today can carry forward into the future. And I think that's very special.
Helena, we have this fire here and we're going to have a fire ceremony, Oliver. What are we doing today, and explain the significance of it?
Well, it's beautiful here. There's a gang of us here in East Cork of women. A gang of women. A gang of
Sounds
women.
Sounds like an invasion force ready to take on West Cork.
I'm telling you, there are strong women here in East Cork, bye. But at different times during the year, and especially actually during COVID, we all started to meet together in the woods and go for walks together. And different times of the year we'd gather. We'll gather again for the goddess Bridget's Day, and we use a lot of herbs and we collect a lot of stuff, and it's really about just getting out into nature and enjoying it. So what we do with the herbs is from last year's herbs that we didn't use, all the ladies now will start putting the herbs into the fire and burning them and just letting go of 2025 and the sense of renewal for 2026. Mm-hmm. And then when the fire later, after all our tea, our chats, our laughter, our poems and sharing our stories, the fire will quench. And then that beautiful potash will be spread around the land afterwards to feed the plants. And that's been an old custom that's been done in Ireland and across the world for hundreds of years. That's not a new thing.
Right. Well, you get ready to do that. And can I, what's your name there again?
Karen Jordan.
Karen, you've come from Ladysbridge.
Yes.
Tell me how you felt as you drove here today and say good morning to Oliver.
Well, my journey here this morning, first of all, I've been waiting for this day. Nollag na Man, to meet up with my ladies here. And driving over here this morning, I could feel the excitement rising in me. Driving on the black ice, as a buzzard flew out in front of me to slow me down just before the crossroads, where I had a little skid, so he slowed me down.
Oh, good God. Yeah, yeah.
My little sign. But coming here is like reawakening after being inward for the winter solstice and going so quiet into ourselves for the winter solstice. And now we're just beginning to come back out again with the rising sun. And we are the women connected to the earth that is the mother. And we are here to take care of the mother. And the maiden, mother, crone, the trinity of divine women are here to rise with the sun today.
Thank you so much. And you enjoy it. And just finally, if I could please, Maria Walsh, wait till you hear this for a job title. You work in Ballymaloe Cookery School, which is fabulous. Congratulations. And you're here today.
Hi, Oliver.
How are you doing, Maria?
How are you doing?
Tell Oliver what you do for a living.
So I work in the Ballymaloe Cookery School. Yeah. And I give myself my own job title, which is an ancestral recipe advocate. So I work promoting raw milk, fermentation and herbalism, always teaching, you know, the ancestral recipes and giving honour to the ancestors, because all these recipes haven't changed since the beginning of time.
Raw milk, unpasteurised.
Raw milk, yeah. Milking Jersey cows, yeah.
Oh, very good. So you're making Jersey butter, things like that.
Yeah, and I brought Jersey butter that I made yesterday for the girls to feast on.
And what else did you bring?
Well, this morning I woke up really excited because this is a day of singing and joy and feasting, but not just feasting on any food, feasting on nutrient-dense, divine, organic, the best quality food that we can get our hands on.
The ancestral recipes that you're working.
Exactly. So I have water kefir that's second fermented with our native weeds like thistles and dandelions and
cleavers. Can't wait.
Good for the gut.
Yeah, because it's so important for women, not just for Nollag na Man, but for every single day of the year, to really nourish themselves. Because as women, we do so much, and it's half the battle if we can eat good food and keep ourselves fueled.
And you brought some cake as well. Cake is very important. We are
going
to have
first,
cake
first, and then you can do all your kefir and sourdough and everything tomorrow when the gut needs help.
Exactly. Now, what we're going to do now, Oliver, if you would stand up there, Helena, we're going to get rid of the old unused herbs in a ceremony.
I can hear the fire, by the way. It's lovely.
Let me just put that. Will we put the herbs in?
The herbs are going in now. Okay, nice.
Listen to this. Oh. Hear that?
Rice Krispies.
The smoke is just whacking my eyes.
Beautiful.
Witchcraft, just before the Angelus. Perfect.
Off you go, Helena. Say your thoughts. Final thoughts. Thank you, ladies, here in Killa by Glenbar Woods. Happy Nollag na Man. I leave you with
Nollag na Man, son of Dave.
It's beautiful to be here at this sacred fire. And Nollag na Man, honey of Galair.
Thank you so much.
Conolig na Man a Caileru. So snefa e casa na blian sha. A pause at the turning of the year. love and honour to the living and to the sacred land. And many blessings to all my sisters. Bonnipti, agus gra.
Slán, and stop into the thatch there, Brenda, for lunch. It's a lovely place for grub. Bye-bye.